My name is Jackie Lamport. Today is Friday, May 21st. Welcome to the Capital Daily Podcast. Today on the show.
I was like blown away that this youth would graduate from Threshold, be an adult now, thriving out in the community, but think of us and want to help us.
Threshold Housing has been giving youth in Victoria a proper foundation for adulthood for over 30 years. We speak with Jasmine Campbell, Threshold Housing's development manager, to learn about how the program works and the impact it has on our city's young people. Today's Capital Daily Podcast is brought to you by Community Plus. Jasmine, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for having me here.
What is Threshold Housing?
Threshold Housing, we provide safe housing, support services, and community to at-risk youth.
Okay. And how did you get involved in this originally?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in 2017, I had just finished my undergrad at UVic in psychology, and I did a minor in social justice. And through there, I had done some practicum work with a variety of community organizations. And I just remember it was always my plan to work with a youth serving organization. And so when I heard a Threshold, I was like, this just fits perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is the target group that you're helping there?
Yeah. So we serve youth who are from ages 15 to 24 years old, who are aging out of government care, who are experiencing homelessness, or who are fleeing violence and abuse in their home.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of supports are provided? What's the actual service that they're getting?
We have two programs now. We have one program that is centered around housing, and youth can come into the program. They can live in a communal setting where there is a staff member present during the day and a caretaker overnight for emergency purposes. And then we also have a model which we call our Scattered Housing for Youth model, where there's independent suites scattered throughout the community, and which is considered a graduating step. So, you know, you really start off living communally, you build those life skills, you get more confident, and then you can live in an independent suite where you still have access to our program, you have access to your caseworker, you're still at Threshold, but you just get to practice what it feels like to live on your own and get a bit more independence. Mm-hmm. And with that, we also have our supportive recovery program now, where youth can enter this program to really start their healing journey and can find a path that works for them.
Okay. So what is the first steps when they are first connected with Threshold Housing?
Yeah, so youth can apply at our website, and they get contacted by our intake worker, and our intake worker will do an interview with them to find out if Threshold Housing would be a good fit for them, but also to find out if this youth would feel empowered and comforted by the supports we're providing. So we just want to first make sure that it's a good fit for both of us, and then from there, we would ask them which home that they feel comfortable in, whether that's based off their gender identity, whether that's based off of where they're currently at. Our program is very person-centered, and we like to meet youth where they're at in their journey.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Why is it so important to act so early in these people's lives?
No, that's a great question. Research shows, and our point in time count here in our community shows, that most individuals who are experiencing homelessness do so before the age of 25. So this age range that we're serving is a really critical age where the interventions provided at this age can really make a huge difference on their lives. It can change the trajectory of their life. So, you know, we always say here at Threshold that the work we're doing is really prevention. We want to make sure that by providing youth with these supports now, that we're ending the cycle of homelessness, and so that they're not aging into the adult homelessness demographic, where they're getting supports now so that they can thrive.
Threshold housing has been around for like 3 decades now in Victoria. Have you noticed the change, and have, like, what are some of the success stories?
Yeah, we have been around for 31 years now, and it's great. And, you know, there's so many success stories, and each one is so individual and different that it just warms your heart in such different ways. Like, we just had a graduate reach out recently who came across a funding opportunity for a nonprofit and emailed us and was like, I want to help you guys receive this funding. And I was like blown away that this youth would graduate from Threshold, you know, be an adult now, thriving out in the community, but think of us and want to help us with the work we're doing. And so he just paid it forward big time. So there's that story. And then, you know, there's recently on social media, we had an individual share with us that at Threshold, we have this tradition where when the youth enter our program, they're gifted a blanket, a quilt that is, you know, created by an anonymous community member. And it's really, the purpose of it is so that when youth are in our program, they have something to call their own. It is, you know, a lot of them come with nothing. And so they have something to call their own. And we posted this tradition on our social media. And someone wrote in the comments that they were a youth at Threshold, and now their 3-year-old sleeps in their quilt that they received. And man, oh man, did that ever blow us away. It made our day at Threshold. Like, those stories just keep us going.
That's incredible. Wow. Is that indicative of the relationship that you have with the kids as they grow into adults?
It definitely is. You know, as soon as I entered Threshold, one of my first few moments as a new staff member here was having a massive barbecue, you know, before COVID times, a massive barbecue in one of the backyards of the homes. And I just remember youth grilling up on the barbecue, quilts were being handed out because it was one of the first events for a few of the youth. And we had staff members just playing guitar. And in that moment, I realized that at Threshold, it's not just a service agency, it really is a community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is so important. And can you just tell me a little bit more, because that just makes me curious about the day-to-day life of when you actually live in the homes where you're living with other people. What's that like? What's the day-to-day?
For sure. So, you know, let's picture Threshold House, for example. So Threshold House is located in Oak Bay, and when you walk into that home, you see bright blue walls, you see quotes on the wall, you have a record player on the side. It has a Christmas tree up all year round. And in that home, you'd find a massive kitchen. And the day-to-day really looks like youth waking up early. Some are off to school. Some are making breakfast. Some are ready to make a grocery list to go shopping with a staff member. And some are just off on the kitchen table doing their homework. The day-to-day really looks like what an average home would feel like. And it's youth being helped by a staff member, whether it's waking up on time, whether it's heading off to school, whether it's, you know, learning how to make a new dish. At Threshold, we really like to focus on life skills. So you'll find homes are just centered around that. It's helping youth build those necessary skills that are required to live sustainably and independently. So a lot of it looks like cleaning up after yourself, cleaning your bedrooms, and making sure that you're tidying as you're going.
That's so incredible. That's so important for young people in their lives to have that kind of feeling of a family when it feels like they don't. So that's great. We'll take a quick pause for a word from our sponsor. Today's Capital Daily podcast is brought to you by Community Plus. They provide skilled, reliable, and friendly home health services across Greater Victoria, from caregiving to foot care to physiotherapy. 1-hour to 24-hour services are available. It's your home, but it's their community of care. Find them at communitypluscare.ca. I understand that the age range is from 15 to 24, correct?
Yeah.
And you do also receive lots of applications for folks who are younger than 15. Is that something that you have thought about extending at all?
It gets complicated because there are certain restrictions with that in terms of, you know, under 15 would still be a child for MCFD restrictions. And so I would just say that, you know, further supports are needed. We do see those applications, and it is so incredibly difficult to say that, you know, we can't provide you support, but we do everything we can to serve youth on our wait list, whether that's, you know, providing that bus pass, whether it's connecting them with other organizations in our community who can.
Mm-hmm. Overall, is the demand large, or is it difficult to keep up with the amount of people that are seeking your services?
It definitely is. We average about 120 applications a year, and we currently have about 30 youth on our wait list.
Wow. Okay. What can people do if they want to help you to grow and help support these kids?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Threshold is an organization that relies significantly on our community. And we're so grateful that we do work in a community that is so generous. And I would just say that please learn more about youth experiencing homelessness. Please learn more about Threshold Housing. And you can do so by visiting thresholdhousing.ca. We couldn't do the work we're doing without our generous donors and without community members just stepping up and helping out.
Mm-hmm. And last thing, I just want to end on you. What's the impact of working at Threshold Housing and seeing these success stories every day?
You know, the impact really is when you hear these stories and you just get to reflect on the fact that Threshold's been around for 3 decades and it's helped so many individuals that honestly would have that go hidden. These are youth who, you know, when I look back at high school, they were in my class. They were among my own peers, and they are currently currently at Camosun. They're at UVic. They are in high school and they are working at a local coffee shop. And we come across youth who need Threshold's services every single day in our lives. However, they go hidden. They're not individuals who we would assume are at Threshold. And so the impact really is that Threshold is serving a demographic of individuals who go hidden. And I'm so happy that we're able to fill this gap and this need. And it is just amazing.
Jasmine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie.
For more on this story, you can read Good News letter editor Emily Fagan's full piece at capitaldaily.ca. And to get more Good News stories in your inbox every Good News Friday, subscribe to our Good News letter. You can also do that at capitaldaily.ca. Do you want to help support Capital Daily's local journalism and connect your business with our engaged and curious Greater Victoria audience of over 50,000? Email our partnerships team at advertising@capitaldaily.ca. Thank you again for joining the podcast today. If you enjoyed, please share, rate, review, and subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes going forward. We post new shows every Monday to Friday, with the exception of this Monday because it is the long weekend, so enjoy your long weekend. My name is Jackie Lamport. This is the Capital Daily Podcast. We'll talk to you Tuesday.